You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Hey, buddy, you gonna eat that sausage?
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Tell me something, my friend.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the role?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Your complete attention, if you please.
The Epic Film Guys Podcast. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Epic Film Guys Podcast. And for those of you whose nightmares came true 2 weeks ago when I hosted the show, all Bumble Onesies, well, they're coming back because I am once again flying solo. No Justin this evening, no God of Podcasting this evening. He has run off.
I want to see a kid get decapitated.
There he is. So yeah, we weren't even going to do an episode this week. Justin and I talked about it earlier. We didn't feel like we had enough content, and there was just a couple of different things that I was like, whatever, I'm not that worried about it. And so we were just going to forego the entire thing. I was just going to play some old clips and some segments from last year's live stream for The Cure, things like that. And then I was like, wait a minute, we've got a ton of trailers to talk about in Epic Previews. I have seen almost none of them. I've only seen one of the five that I'm going to talk about here on the show. I'm also going to bend your ears just a little bit about the upcoming live stream for The Cure 3, let you know some of the amazing guests that we've got coming on, give you kind of a full rundown, as it were. And we're also going to talk about the Sunshine Summit, which is coming up starting this Saturday, the 9th of March. And that's hosted by Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts. And she does this whole thing where she just has a ton of different amazing guests and talks about their connection and how they got started and just kind of a really, really fun get to know you kind of thing. I did it last year as part of Restaurant, and I'm going to do it again this year. It's going to be really, really, really fun. She's going to be coming back to join us this year for live stream for The Cure 3. And after the break, you're going to hear Heather's segment from last year's live stream for The Cure, kind of in the midpoint of this show before I get into all of those trailers. So thank you all very, very much. And before we go any further, I feel like we have to play a very special message. I'm Nick.
And I'm Justin. And we can't believe it's already time for the 2019 live stream for The Cure.
Thanks to our amazing peers, listeners, and supporters. Last year, we crushed our goal of $5,000 for the Cancer Research Institute.
The Cancer Research Institute is funding research into immunotherapy to create a future immune to all forms of cancer. Every single cent we raise goes to them.
And they're also rated over 92% on CharityNavigator.org.
This year, we're aiming our sights even higher with our most ambitious event to date.
Join us May 17th through the 19th on twitch.tv/epicfilmguys for 40 hours of live content from us and other amazing shows who will join us to try to reach $7,500.
Please visit www.livestreamforthecure for more information or to find out how you can be a part of the event. Together, we can make a difference.
Yeah, so again, May 17th through the 19th, 40 hours of live stream content, all to raise money for the Cancer Research Institute. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And right here at the top of the show, I just kind of wanted to let you guys know, because I haven't gone through like a full guest list, and we still have a couple of open slots. So if you're a podcast, you're listening to this, and you want to jump in, let me know. Or if, you know, none of the times that are available really work for you and you want to try to squeeze in there somewhere, let me know, and I'll see what I can do about trying to work you in. But just to kind of give you guys the guest list. So on the first day, on May 17th, we've got the Take Two podcast with our great friend Tony Dobish. He's going to be joining us. Kim and Kat Stay Alive, maybe. Ketron was on the show. Two Peas on a Podcast. Gerald, congratulations. Just had a baby boy. Congratulations. Good friend of the show. We absolutely love Gerald. Fuzzy Dan, formerly of Who Spiked the Puns. He's going to be joining us to talk old school video games. That's going to be amazing. Those Nerds Over There, also going to be joining us. Some show called Netflix and Booze, Netflix and Chugs, I don't know, something. Dan and Caleb are going to be here. We're going to do a cautionary tale of Netflix. I can't remember if we have decided on that. Randy and Tommy, Miserable Retail Slave, are going to be here. And we've earmarked out in a couple of weeks, they're actually going to be coming on the show. I need to get together with Randy and kind of work out more of the details of that appearance. Heather, of course, as I mentioned, from Sunshine and Power Cuts. Lisa and Sam from I Shake My Head, returning from last year. Robin Allen from Interrupted Tales, also returning from last year. George Hanna, formerly of the George and Tony podcast, has a new venture. Don't know exactly what it is yet, but he's going to be on the 17th as well. The Cinema Guys podcast, and I'm so excited to be closing out the first day with Fantasy Movie Draft, hosted by Justin from So I Married a Movie Geek. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Can't wait to have that. He usually goes on a trip every single year during the live stream for The Cure. And this year, it just happened to line up that he wasn't. So it's perfect. I love him, and I can't wait to have him on the show. Then May 18th, Kate Wallinga from Ignorance Was Bliss going to be on the show. Shit Happens When You Party Naked, going to be live on the air. You think we're not safe for work? Listen to their promo last week that they aired on the show. I played it on the show. I was like, wow. Yeah, we don't hold a cat. I mean, you know what? Early EFG. Go back and listen to some early EFG when we were just filthy, filthy potty mouths. And all we did was cuss, and Justin was a lisp and talked about dicks. And
Daddy's going to spank you with the belt now.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, sir. We're going to be joined by the amazing, amazing ladies from Two Girls on a Bench. Juliet Miranda from The Unwritable Rant is going to be joining us potentially with guest. Not sure. She was actually on the event 2 years ago and had to miss last year because they were out of town. Super, super glad she's going to be back. Brooke Reading and What Does It Matter are going to be doing two segments together. Julio, the Contrarians, love you, Julio. Afterburn has taken that Saturday 7 o'clock slot again this year. They were a blast last year. Afterburn 739, can't wait. Steve and Izzy from Everything I Learned from Movies returning to the event this year. Rob and James from the Something Something cast going to be part of the event this year. A show that I am a huge, huge fan of. Shout out to Dan for dropping this show on me. Stories of Your and Yours, Sean Ennis, is going to be live. One Star Bazaar, going to be live a little bit later Saturday night. Super Movie Brother Dave, a huge fan of the show. Movie Cocktail for Batman 1989. The IMDb Journey podcast, an amazing, amazing podcast out of Australia. They go through the IMDb 250 and do podcast versus episodes. And a show that I'm a part of. I'm super, super happy to be part of it. It's an amazing, amazing, fun show. Thoughts and Players, an actual play podcast, closing out Saturday. And then we've got a short day Sunday. What Were They Thinking? Brendan and Nathan returning from last year. Spoop Hour. It's a paranormal comedy podcast. Very, very good friend, longtime friend of the show, Emily Prokop from The Story Behind, going to be joining us Sunday afternoon. Steve from The Podcast coming back from last year. And then closing out, our last guest on Sunday is going to be the Rolling Misadventures podcast. I actually just started listening to their podcast. Really, really fun. Really, really fun and enjoyable. And I'm really, really thrilled to have them as part of the event. I know that was a big info dump. And I know it's like, oh my God, Nick, stop reading names. But I want you guys to know all of the amazing, amazing collaborators and podcast partners that we've got as part of the event. And we're going to be pre-recording segments live with Paul from The Countdown, a couple of different segments that I'm going to play, and Angry Old Man Podcast. Mr. X has been kind enough to offer to do like five or six little telethon style vignettes that we're going to slip in here as if we're kind of pitching it back to the guys at the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates for them to come in and talk about whatever he's going to do. It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait. So that's it. That's live stream for The Cure 3 so far. So a lot of stuff yet to fill in there, and a lot of stuff I'm sure is still going to change there before all is said and done. We're also going to be joined by the Knicks cast, who I haven't read their email yet, so I haven't noticed if they decided on a time yet. That's my bad. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, why don't we jump over into a little segment that we do every single week that we love to call What Are You Drinking?
I'm back! Puke and Rally! Yeah. Woo! Give me a beer!
All right, and I have, from one of my favorite breweries, absolutely one of my favorite breweries of all time, is Long Trail Brewing out of Vermont, and I saw this at the store. I haven't had one of their beers in quite a while, so I decided I was going to pick up their Vermont Double IPA Green Mountain Haze, and this is pretty much everything I love a New England style double to be. It's not super hoppy up front. It's very, very mellow, got a lot of floral and a lot of citrus that kind of plays around in there, and it finishes incredibly incredibly smooth, absolutely amazing beer, and you could say that it has an amazing
mouthfeel.
That word, yes. It's absolutely wonderful. I love it. I completely adore it. I don't drink enough of their beers anymore because I've been trying so many different things, but it's really, really great to go back every once in a while and have something new from them and know that they've still got it because they're just an amazing, amazing brewery. If you've never had any of their beers, or if you're a very long-time listener of the show, you know that I paid like an exorbitant amount of money to have their Long Trail Limbo IPA at my wedding just because I love it so, so, so much. Before we take a break, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk a little bit about the Sunshine Summit and Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts, which is an amazing show. She does two types of shows, Sunshine and Power Cuts. And the Sunshine are about inspiration, about empowering yourself, about drawing inspiration from nature, things like that. I love the Sunshine episodes. They always pick me up. They always like give me kind of a burst of inspiration when I really, really feel like I need it. And then the Power Cut ones, she lives 100% off the grid down in New Zealand. And the Power Cut episodes are all about that journey and that adventure that she goes on. And twice now, once in the spring last year and then once in the fall, she hosted the Sunshine Summit. This is going to be the third Sunshine Summit coming up starting on March 9th. And I am going to be a guest on the show at 3 p.m. Eastern on Thursday the 14th. And that's going to be a lot of fun. I've actually got a couple of super big surprise announcements I'm going to do live on the air. It's going to be really, really fun. Some of them will probably be a foregone conclusion to some people, but it's going to be really, really fun to talk about them. And I just adore Heather. I love her show. And I really, really want everybody to support it. So please head down to the show notes. The link to her YouTube channel and the link to her Twitch channel are going to be down there. And just please subscribe and please join us for the event. She's going to have a ton of amazing guests. Some you've probably heard of on the show before. Some you haven't heard. And it's going to be an absolutely amazing time, and she's just one of the most wonderful people I've met in this journey being a podcaster, and I love that she puts on this event. It's amazing, and it really is about showcasing the connections that not only she has made, but that I've made and that all of us in the podcasting community have made, meeting people. I mean, I talk to people from around the world on a regular basis about this stuff, and I never ever, when we first even started Epic Film Guys, I never dreamed that that's where it would be, and this is kind of a celebration of that, and I really, really enjoy that. So again, mark your calendars, March 14th, 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's when I'm going to be live on the Sunshine Summit. All right, and we're going to run over into a break for a podcast partner, which is going to be Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts. And then when we get into segment two, that is going to be Heather's segment from last year's live stream for The Cure. Now, she's coming out again this year. As I already mentioned, it's going to be absolutely amazing. And she did a really fun thing last year where if you donated $5, she would sing a song. And pretty much everybody just kept donating $5 throughout the whole thing. So she had to keep singing songs. It was really, really fun. So please, please, please stay tuned for the promo. Stay tuned for that segment. And then on the back of that segment, I will be back for some epic previews.
Hello, it's Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts, the podcast that features two types of episodes which alternate. The Sunshine ones offer inspiration drawn from nature, but in the Power Cut ones, I share honest insights into my life living off the power grid in rural New Zealand. If you'd like to check it can be found where good podcasts can be downloaded, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at SunPowerPod. Until then, be empowered by nature.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to find your inner center, to prepare to channel all of your inner positivity to end the night. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me is Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday, I think, or towards the evening. Yep. I forget how many hours you are ahead in New Zealand.
It's 6:30 p.m., so I don't know what that was. That tells the difference.
So like early evening, yeah. Then early evening.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you? How are you doing?
Reaching the end of a long day.
It has been a long day.
Oh, it really is. Oh, I forgot. I have this ambient music playing because I this trick or treat music Dan found to play behind Dina. So I'll stop that now because it doesn't sound really good. Jillian Holder says hi, Heather. Adam says hi, Heather.
Hey.
And I don't know if you guys can see this behind her. She's actually got a board here, but it's backwards because her camera is mirrored.
Oh, crap. Hang on, wait. I'll fix it. Hang on. This always does this to me.
I actually can just add, because I have the image too, so I can just add it right in here. Oh, no.
Is that better?
There we go. Yeah, there we go. And I actually...
And now it's backwards for me. So.
There we go. See, but yeah, if you want, I could just... Wow, God, that's large. Hang on. You can put this right in here. Now, if you donate $5, Heather is going to sing a song for us. And if nobody, if you have never listened, I should say, to Heather's show, Heather does a show called Sunshine and Power Cuts, where she does two types of episodes on her show. So half of them are Sunshine, where she talks about positivity, where she talks about empowerment, where she talks about connecting with nature. And then she talks about Power Cuts because you live 100% off the grid.
Yeah, I do. I'm solar powered, so making my own power. Here comes the money.
Here we go.
I won! Here comes the
money. We do have a donation.
Here comes the money.
Here
we go.
We do donations. Here comes the $5. They want to know if you're taking song requests.
No, I'm not. I chose the songs that I was going to sing because Ooh. I didn't. Yeah.
I think you're probably just going to be singing this entire segment. I feel like that's what the stream is going to want.
Poor them. I didn't say I was a good singer, so. Yeah.
Before you sing anything, though, would you mind? I've got all sorts of questions that I can ask her. She got some questions from different listeners of her show. I'll ask those in just a little bit here. I think we have to at least honor one of these donation requests for a song. We've got two donations in there requesting songs. Thank you very much, Something Geek and Bill.
So I've got Here Comes the Sun, because Sunshine and Power Cats. So this is awesome. who volunteered me for this one? Nick?
This was, I don't even remember how this came up. We were just randomly having a conversation and it was like, you know what? You should sing every time they make a donation.
Yeah, thanks. Here comes the sun. Da-da-da-da. Here comes the sun. All right. I've messed up the words already. That's awesome.
Oh. You're wonderful. You're so wonderful. Thank you very, very much for joining us here on the live stream for The Cure. I'm going to ask you one of your questions before we worry about any other songs or anything like that. So this is from Newsreel, which is a podcast in Australia. I think. Is
not
it a
yet.
Podcast?
He's going to have a podcast hopefully soon. He's looking at doing one. So
very, very nice. All right. Yeah. Where is somewhere you've traveled to that you wouldn't go back to? And where is a place that you would?
So anywhere that I didn't really feel safe would probably be somewhere I wouldn't go back to. That was a tough question. But there are lots of places that I'd love to go back to. And I want to go back to Europe and travel around Italy and England and to Canada. But also I want to go to places that I haven't been, like to the States, and meet all of you guys. That would be amazing.
That would be literal heaven. We're just going to, if you come stateside, like, I feel like there's just a whole group of us that's just going to kind of kidnap you and just, you could teach us how to live off the grid.
Yeah. I want to visit Elisa, but she's in Michigan and she said it's really cloudy there. So I said we couldn't take the off-grid stuff to Michigan. I don't think that would work so well.
Yeah. Not here in Binghamton either. It's always really overcast and dreary here. Places Heather wouldn't go, Binghamton, New York. Yes, Dan. Exactly. Adam, I think Adam from Odd Dad Out is floating around. He said you're a fantastic singer, by the way, and I agree with him.
Thanks.
Adam from Odd Dad Out.
Just not off the cuff.
He wants to know, what is your favorite movie?
So when I was a kid, he asked if I had one that I could recite from memory, and I used to be able to recite The Lion King when I was a kid, sing all the songs, do all the characters, and that. But one of my favorite movies now is We Were Soldiers, and I can't really read a book on war because it kind of gets a bit heavy, but We Were Soldiers with Mel Gibson is one of my favorites, and I really like just the camaraderie or Band of Brothers, that series.
I love Band of Brothers. I haven't seen We Were Soldiers in a long time. It's been quite a few years since I watched that. It's one that I'd watch over and over again. Adam says there's lots of sun in Phoenix.
Yeah, there is. Arizona is one of the places. There's another question later, and we'll get to that one. Yeah.
All right, but she has this whole amazing thing like laid out for me, so I don't have to do a lot of work with Heather, because this is how amazing she is. She's like, oh, I've got this whole thing planned. So you've actually got, I have it on the picture that's showing in the stream there that you've got next to you on the board there. But tell us about Downtime Dice.
So here in New Zealand, we've got a couple of cool things that have helping people, like after the Christchurch earthquakes, helping people with getting back on track and feeling good, because that was quite a traumatic event. And so they created these downtime dice, which have like little prompts on them when you roll the dice to get ideas of what you could do to take a break. And there's like listen to music, be creative, slow down and savor the moment, be still. And so they're just a little fun thing to do. To remind you to take a break, because we all need a break sometimes. We can get kind of carried away with life and let it all catch up with us. So
it almost sounds like you wrote the quotes that are on the side of that. Just take a moment, be still. And one of the reasons why when I first found your show, which I believe was through Podcast Share, because of the absolutely amazing Emily, but one of the things that I found when I started listening to your show was just how absolutely amazing it is, because I think you're kind of, I feel like you're almost like the voice in my head now that tells me, hey, you've got to slow down now. You've got to take a moment to let it all in, to recenter yourself. Especially I get out in the sun more, and I just try to kind of not just be outside in the sun, but really feel the sun. Like, and I owe that to you. And it's because I listen to your show that I try to remember to just breathe sometimes, and I try to remember to just relax sometimes and not be so concerned with everything and just take the time to recenter myself. And I just kind of like recenter myself, and your show has helped me so much. And I love the Power Cut episodes too, do not get me wrong, but the Sunshine episodes, they are just, they're so amazing. They're literally so amazing. What you do with a microphone is so incredible, because it really helps people. It really helps me. It helped me. And I know I speak for other people that are in the chat right now, that it also helped them, because it's, you give a kind of positivity to people that they may not have within themselves, or that they have, but they just need to try to find a way to connect to. And that's a wonderful thing. So I thank you for that, because it's amazing. That's why I love your show so much. I really, really do.
Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoy it, Nick. And it's been awesome that you've got a lot out of it and that other people have as well. And to be honest, I have too. I've gone back and listened to them, and they've really helped me get through some stuff where I've had down moments and needed to be uplifted. So, yeah, I'm enjoying them.
And Jillian says, you need to create a meditation app. The voices on Calm or Headspace drive me insane and has the opposite effect. Heather made me more positive. How is she not world famous? I don't know. So basically, what Heather has decided to do is that with the downtime dice, you're going to give them away to the top three donors in this segment, correct? So get those donations flowing in, because you have a chance to win some downtime dice. We'll probably deal with that more toward the back end of the stream, or more toward the back end of the segment. And I think in here, what does it say? It says inspirational quote.
I can give you an inspirational quote. I had a few of those prepared. So one of them is a couple of them. I got two. So one is by Wayne Dyer, and he said, give yourself the gift of nature as often as you can, because one of my favorite things about nature is how fast I feel better, how I feel calm and relaxed, and just gets myself out of whatever else is going on. I sort of notice what's happening around me more. So give yourself the gift of nature as often as you can. And the other one is around the trees Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." And that's by Mary Oliver. So if you listen to the world around you, it can be pretty relaxing too.
Oh, that is wonderful. Yeah. I like that second one especially. Yeah. I think we still had another donation floating around in there. Does anybody else want to hear Heather say, "I know we can't just have one more song, only one more"? I'm looking disapprovingly at you, chat.
I can't. What's another song that I picked?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
I won!
A huge, huge, huge shout out to Bandrew Scott. I know you know Bandrew.
Yeah.
$50 donation, and he said, You sing "Still Alive"?
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done, and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive.
I love that voice. I just love it. Thank you very, very much, Bandrew, from Podcastage. Thank you very much. He's actually got a question coming up here. I'm actually going to skip down to his question right now just because of that amazing donation. Or actually, I think he asked two. The first one he asked is, who is one dream guest you'd love to have on your podcast?
So that was actually hard because I hadn't thought about that. I've kind of just been open with the idea of I'd love to chat with someone who wants to talk to me. But I would really love to have Aileen from the Lavender Lifestyle podcast on my show because I love what she does with wellness and living. And like, I think her tagline is something about being an artist of life. And I would love to have her on. That would be amazing.
Adam from Odd Dad Out says, everyone at his work has fallen in love with you singing that song.
I'm glad. Yeah, that's good.
And Bandrew also asked, if you could move anywhere in the world but had to remain off the grid, where would it be?
Yeah, so there are like places like Arizona which have lots of sunshine. But wherever I go, I'd have to look at the regulations behind that. And I think I had a look in the States, and if you are completely far away and not able to connect to the grid, it might be possible. But local laws and stuff. So if I was going to stay in New Zealand, I'd move to Nelson or the top of the South Island. And then if I was going to go outside somewhere else in the world, I'd go to Cyprus. I've always wanted to go to Cyprus since I was little. And it's good temperate climate all year, but lots of sunshine hours. So that's where I would go.
Cyprus. I'd love to visit Cyprus. And it's just beautiful there. I think Bill clipped you singing. So there's now a clip of you singing on the Twitch channel.
Good.
Thank you very, very much, Bill. Oh, my goodness. Tim from USA. He says, as you know, he's a guitarist, a bass guitarist, and he dabbles in singing / vocals. You just donated $100 to the live stream for The Cure, Heather. So thank you very, very, very much. I really, really appreciate it. And you have officially put us over $2,000. We are now $2,083.66. Bill, round that off. Bill's been rounding it off. Bill hates the change in the numbers and stuff in there. Thank you very, very much for the amazing, amazing, generous donation, Heather. 41.5% of the way toward our goal on day one. On day one, we're almost halfway there. I can't
That's
wait.
Awesome.
We've got two more days, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for putting this all together, Nick. It's amazing.
Oh, I love
it. And I wanted to be a little light in the dark because it's 2:30 or nearly 3 o'clock your time. So
this was, and you know, it's, we had Dina come in and she tells those absolutely amazing stories and turn the lights out and get the spooky music going in the stream and everything like that. And then, like, it's perfect to kind of end on an upswing. It's yeah. really, really amazing. Dan says, whoa, we're halfway there. Almost halfway there. Tim said, let me see. Oh, as you know, I'm a guitarist, bass guitarist, and I dabble in singing / screaming vocals. I often find music is a key component to my well-being. Do you feel that music helps your self-health? And if so, what sort of music do you turn to when you need a boost or when you need a reset?
So music is really important to me. Like, I listen to music a lot, and I definitely listen to different playlists for different moods. When I need a bit of a pick me up, I'll listen to something that's quite upbeat and positive. And when I was doing the Sunshine Summit, Oh Honey were a band that I was listening to because they were just upbeat and fun. And then I also like listening to Enya. It is definitely something that helps my well-being.
Yeah. And Bill just rounded off the number in the stream, so we're now at 2090 because he couldn't do the change. Enya, I love Enya. Mm-hmm. I love listening to Enya. It kind of like the opening of your show, like that opening of the Sunshine episodes. Anyway, of course you do Beethoven on the Power Cut episodes, and I love Beethoven. But I love like when the Sunshine episodes. $20 donation, Dina Marie. You're actually, are you going to give yourself a thing of the downtime dice because you're so far the donation leader in your own segment?
No, I've already got some.
Thank you very, very much, Dina. I absolutely love you. Thank you for being on the live stream for The Cure. 2110, 42% of the way there. This year has been like, it amazed me how quickly we surpassed last year, like what we raised last year. And I haven't gone in and done the math of it yet, but we have to remember as well that the Cancer Research Institute is matching dollar for dollar everything that's being donated here. So if you really think about it, and I think early donations before May totaled somewhere in like the, I don't know how much exactly, but we've probably raised, when you double it up, probably like $3,000 today. That's when you awesome. Double everything, which
that is so cool.
We've still got 12 hours tomorrow, actually 12 plus, because God knows how late Loot Quest is going to run. And on Sunday we've got 8 hours to finish it off, and there's still a lot of just absolutely amazing guests that Adam Dead Out, he's floating around in the chat. He's going to be joining us on Sunday. Nice guy, Adam. Hashtag nice guy, Adam. No matter how much he wants to fight it, we're absolutely not going to take that away from him. Let me see here. Tim also asked, your Sunshine podcasts are such a calming and soothing listen. Yes, they are. While your power cut podcasts are so informative, what made you decide to do a podcast with two themes?
When I'd thought of a name for what I wanted to call my book, I had chosen Sunshine and Power Cuts. And that's because I rely on the sun for power, and then I have power cuts when there isn't enough. And so that kind of lends itself to two different ideas. And the Sunshine one's naturally light, bright, and motivational, and I needed something to pick me up. So that was my avenue for that. And then the Power Cut ones, that sort of aligns more with living off the grid, and I thought I could share my stories of what it's been like over the last 6 years. So in December of this year, I'm coming up 7 years of life off the grid. And many more stories to tell.
Yeah. All right. And I actually just tallied it up. $240 was our pre-May donation amount. So really, in terms of doubling it, we've really raised more, probably like $3,600, give or take. I don't know. I love it. I love it so much.
The merch is good too.
Redbubble made me so mad because I actually found out that like the way that they have the layout thing on their screen is it defaults the logo on the end of the cup like that. Yeah. And Bill asked me the other day, he's like, why can't it be on the side of the cup? And I'm like, you can't, because it's only allows you to put it in the center thing. Well, that's what I was playing around with it today. And I found out that you could move it from one side to the other. And I was really, really upset when I found that out, because I was just like, so I could have had it on the side of the cup the whole time. But I just didn't know that I could. We also had another $5 donation from Interrupted Tales. Thank you very, very, very much for throwing in another $5 donation. I think before Heather goes, I think we need another song from her.
Mm-hmm. So that one of the other ones that I've got is Call On Me by Starly. I really like her. I think she's in Australia, but she sounds kind of British. But she's got a song called Call On Me, and it goes, when you're weary and the road is dark, I'll guide you with the beating of my heart. And if the Calvary and the help don't come, well, I'll find a way to dodge a smoking gun. That's just the pre-bit before the chorus. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Heather, I've got some more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
And these are from Alisa Lucas, who does the Best Forever's podcast, which is such a wonderful podcast. I'm so glad that I found that podcast through the Sunshine Summit that you did, which was such an amazing event. It's such an amazing event. I'm losing the power of speech at this point.
You're doing well.
Such an amazing event. So thank you very, very much for putting that event on. But she asked two questions. First one was, what book has been most impactful in your life?
So I read a lot of books, and this was another hard question that I wasn't quite sure, but I found one that is my favorite, and it's called The Boy on a Page, and it's actually a children's book, but I found it in a bookshop, and it's basically about the meaning of life, and he's a boy on a page, and all as it goes through the book, his world builds up around him, and by the end of the book, he's kind of thinking, well, what's the point of all of this? And so he tries to jump off the page. And then he bounces right back, because there is nowhere to go from there. And what he sees when he comes back is all of the things that he loves, all of the beautiful things in the world around him. And it was an awesome story.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Mm. And she also asked, what is your favorite part about nature?
How fast I feel good when I'm out in it. So I love going out there, and I love like looking at the mountains. My house faces them, so I get to see the light on the hills every day, even if I'm not outside. I love feeling the wind on my skin, the sun on my skin. I love listening to the trees and the birds and the river flow past. I love it all. It feels so good to be out there. So,
I want you guys to look at this over in the stream. I'm going to post up. This is an image that Heather took when she bought her live stream for the Cure mug. And I know it's kind of hogging up space in the chat there, so I'm going to try to move it around there. But just the just utter tranquility of that. And then, of course, the live stream for the Cure mug in the foreground, which is absolutely amazing. Thank you very, very much for supporting not only the stream, but also the merchandise as well. That's really, really amazing. But I love just the absolute serenity of that scene. Just perfect.
Yeah, when anyone comes to visit, they always say that they feel well rested and at peace when they come to visit, because it is quiet and calm and beautiful views and stuff. And the weather wasn't that perfect that day, but yeah, I look out across at those hills, and it's just incredible.
Oh, you're amazing. You're one of the podcasts that I absolutely have to include in my rotation, just because I do sometimes tend to slip down into negativity a little bit more. It's part of the nature of my podcast. I gotta criticize films and stuff like that, but more than that, like I needed that positivity in my life, and I found it when I found your show. So I absolutely appreciate that. Can you please tell everybody who's listening, and I know they all love you anyway, because you're you, but tell them where they can find the Sunshine and Power Cuts podcast, and about anything fun that you might have coming up in the future.
I'm glad they still love me after terribly singing on this live stream. But You can find me at sunshineandpowercats.com. I'm on Twitter and Instagram mainly, which is at sunpowerpod. And in August this year, I'm going to be hosting the second Sunshine Summit. So we did one in March, which Nick, you thank you so much for joining me on. Adam so and Emily came along and Bandrew as well. So I am going to do another one in August.
It was absolutely so much fun. And the winners, I guess we can announce the winners of the, you said you have how many pairs of downtime dice to give away?
Three
pairs of downtime dice. So this is what we got. Lead donators for your segment.
Not me.
Besides you. Bandrew Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Dina Marie.
Yay.
And Bill Sutton.
Cool.
Donating to round off the chat. Weirdly enough. So, yeah.
Thank you so much to everyone who donated. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Every single person that has donated today, every single person that has listened, every single person that has watched, every single person that has stopped by, shared, retweeted, talked about, played the promo on their shows. This event this year, I really threw myself in this year versus last year. Last year, it was a hard event to plan, and last year I worked really hard to plan it. But this year was like 10 times, yeah. Like 10 times more work, but it's been 10 times more rewarding, I think, because I've had so many more amazing, I think I've had more guests just today, probably three times more guests than I had all last year. Like, it was a lot of people that are very amazing and very supportive, but you know, we were a smaller operation then or whatever the case may be. I don't know, but it's been an absolutely amazing ride. Heather, if you like, you want to hang out, you can. If you are busy, because it's mid-evening, whatever, that's fine. But what I am going to do right now is we're going to switch over to this screen right here. I love my little transition video thing. I wish I could. I should have added sound to it. All right. And Heather, I'm actually going to connect you over in Discord.
Nice.
Because I'm going to be cutting the video off here, and we're going to switch over to some fun stream games. We're just going to play some fun stream games to wind out the day. I've actually had, I've been checking. I haven't been paying too close of attention to the numbers because I was I don't want to be why isn't anybody watching or whatever. But I've actually had a pretty decent average in terms of viewers, especially when you combine YouTube and Twitch, which is really, really nice. So I really do appreciate everybody that's out there watching and everybody that's just helping me make this event the big deal that I think it should be. And, you know, helping us raise money to fight against cancer, because really, really, that's what it's all about. And I know, Heather, we had talked previously, but I know that you just very recently lost someone to cancer. So that's why we want to do this kind of event. That's why I love this event, just because I just wanted to do something, you know. I feel like it was just important to do something to try to help. Stop cancer somehow, if at all possible.
Yeah, that's why I had the donation that I had, because it just means that much to me, because I recently lost someone. So, and my heart goes out to Perry and Lindsay, and I can't wait to see their one at the end of this event.
Yeah, and they're going to be absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see those guys either. And just in case anybody did not catch on our show or when I announced it earlier today, but the final 90 minutes of the live stream for The Cure. So when they come on, it's going to be 4:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday, May 20th. Mm-hmm. The final 90 minutes live stream for The Cure for the Cancer Research Institute. We're stopping donations to the Cancer Research Institute on the air. And everything that we make is going to go directly to Perry and Lindsay. We're going to donate everything over to Perry and Lindsay. It's going to link directly to their PayPal instead. So we're going to just start taking donations for that final 90 minutes and hopefully raise some good money to be able to help them with those medical bills. Because, man, they're going to – and I know – and Perry can't work because he just started that job. He's got no time off. He's got no coverage for any of it. So – you know, they really, really need the help. So the GoFundMe link is somewhere. Dan, didn't you put it in one of the... I think Dan put it in one of the commands for Nightbot for Perry and Lindsay. Yep, he did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
That'd be cool.
I can't believe we're like 43% of the way.
That's awesome. It is so cool.
Hi, this is Emily Prokop from The Story Behind, which is a podcast about the extraordinary history behind the ordinary. What does that mean? It means whenever my ADHD gets the best of me, I begin to wonder the stories behind everyday objects. This is the story behind sporks,
behind chewing gum,
behind hoodies, places. This is the story behind Mount Rushmore. This is the story behind speakeasies, or people. This is the story behind Uncle Sam. This is the story behind Betty White. Everything has a backstory, and from what I've noticed from doing the show, not everything is as plain and simple as history books may have you believe. Join me Mondays and Thursdays on your favorite podcast app, or at thestorybehindpodcast.com. And thanks for listening.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much for sticking with me here on the Epic Film Guys podcast, and really, really hope you enjoyed Heather's segment from Livestream for the Cure 2. And now, before I say goodbye, before I roll out on the afternoon, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to the show, first of all, thank you. Subscribe on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, Google Podcasts, literally everywhere you can find podcasts. We'd really, really appreciate it. And give us a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts as well, who now apparently is allowing episode numbers and titles, even though they then said before, no episode numbers and titles, even though I know literally no podcaster who doesn't put their episode number in the title at all. None. So it's like, is that really like, and then they were like, oh no, we're not really going to delist your podcast. And like some people went all the way through like their entire library, like hundreds of episodes, and like changed all of their episode numbers. But if you do that on Podbean, what it's going to do is it's going to force the RSS feed to think it's a new episode. So anybody that's subscribed to your show, it's going to force it to re-download. I like all of my listeners way too much to make them be like, why is my phone suddenly downloading like 200 episodes of the Epic Film Guys podcast? Not going to do that to you. Not going to do that to you. And one of the other things was, we do special episodes on the feed. We'll do Livestream for the Cure episodes. We'll do spotlights. We'll do B-sides. Never. We'll do minisodes. We'll do all sorts of different little things on the feed. And those all get their own individual episode numbers because they're their own special releases. Like, what? So stupid. Just like literally the dumbest thing. Absolutely the dumbest thing. So at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take some time here and we're going to go through a whole bunch of trailers, most of which I have not seen, in a little segment that we love to call Epic Previews.
In the world of Endicott, New York and Herndon, Virginia, two Epic Film Guys dissect the latest movie trailers in a segment we like to call Epic Previews.
I have five trailers that we're going to talk about here really, really quickly. I'm just going to give kind of brief thoughts. So first up, the second trailer for Detective Pikachu. Now, Justin and I talked about the first trailer when it came out on the show. Neither one of us is excited for this movie. Let's see if this trailer changes my mind.
Ah, my clues!
What is all this?
Harry is still alive. Case closed, but still open until I solve it. All right, here it is. Harry faked his own death. Or somebody else faked Harry's death. Or Harry faked somebody else's death. That last one doesn't work at all. I've dealt with this putz before, so I'll just do it again.
May I say, greatest music choice for a trailer literally ever. Ever. So that I enjoyed. It's better than the first trailer, I'll give it that. It doesn't do anything to really get me amped up about seeing it. I know a lot of people, like, they see it and they're like, oh, this Pokemon's in it and that Pokemon. I know nothing about any Pokemon, so I'm just like... I watch it and it's like, this wasn't made for you, like, might as well be flashing on the screen the entire time. I don't know, like, it just doesn't appeal to me. I just can't buy, like, smart-ass Ryan Reynolds in Pikachu. I can't... That, for me, is, like, one of the biggest deal-breakers, I think. Better trailer than the first one. I'll definitely give it that. So now we're going to move on to our next trailer.
Out of the ashes, New Eden will emerge.
Okay, I'd appreciate a prophecy with more relatable stakes.
Haven't we got to be saving the world or something?
Yeah, okay, come on. Let's get your game face on.
Yeah, come on, let's do this.
Be my king. We belong together, you and I.
We do, but this is not gonna work, you know, because I'm a Capricorn and you're fucking nuts!
I really, really enjoyed that trailer. I enjoyed the first one. A lot of people were really hard on the first one. It wasn't a perfect trailer, but I love David Harbour in this role, and I also love that they're going R-rated with this. I honestly gotta think it looks great. It looks like it's just gonna be a fucking cracking good time. It's really nice to see Mila Jovovich in a film, because I love her, except for, you know, when she's ruining franchises like Resident Evil or Monster Hunter. But yeah, I really loved it. I think, you know, effects wise it's just going to be just a giant effects explosion fest, but it's also going to be R-rated with cursing and probably dicks. I'm fine with it. I'm all good with it. This film is aimed right at my sensibilities, so I'm all about it. Harbour looks great, absolutely great in the lead role. I cannot wait to see this film. All right, so we're going to skip on to our next trailer, which is going to be Ari Aster's Midsommar.
Christian says that you've got some special thing planned.
Yeah, it's like a crazy 9-day festival. It only happens every 90 years.
Hi. Hello, Theodore. You can't speak. You can't move. But this opens you up to the influence. And it breaks down your defenses.
I don't even know what to think of that. I don't even think I've ever seen a trailer for Hereditary, let alone having seen Hereditary. I know that Justin and the Sauce probably have way more to say about a film like this than I do. It looks really, really intriguing. The color, like, I really, really love the splashes of color in the film. It looks like it's going to be, like, I mean, extremely well shot. I don't know. I'm really, really intrigued by it. And it's clearly a very effective tease. I have no idea what's even going on. No idea what's going on in that trailer whatsoever. It looks really good, though. It looks interesting. We'll have to... I should see this, but not see Hereditary, just to piss Justin off. Interesting. That's all I'm going to say. It looks really, really, really interesting. I think Justin and the Sauce should weigh in on that one, though, because I really think they're going to have a lot more to say about that than I am. All right, let's get into our next trailer here. Let's play this new Shazam trailer. We'll save the Dark Phoenix for last because I've already seen it.
His name is Captain Sparkle Fingers.
No, it's not. It's not my. That's not my name.
Chosen one.
Oh, you're like a bad guy, right?
You literally did the opposite of what a superhero is supposed to do.
You're him. You're the hero.
You're welcome for not getting robbed.
I'm Batman.
Get him, Batman!
How old are you?
Basically 15.
Dude, did you see that?
Yeah, you electrocuted a bus and almost killed these people.
And then I caught it!
You can leave tall buildings in a single bound.
Once again, I enjoyed the first trailer for Shazam. I really enjoy that one as well. Nothing. I mean, I still kind of really don't get a sense of exactly what is going to happen in that film, except for that it's going to be your kind of probably generic superhero origin film. He's going to have to learn how to be a hero and use his powers and la la la. Mark Strong probably won't get dick for screen time, but it looks really fun. But I mean, for me, like, this and Aquaman and even to a lesser extent Wonder Woman 2, like, I don't know. I'm just not, ever since Justice League, I've really been kind of off with DC. Like, I just really don't care what they do. I really don't care what films they put out. I've yet to see, like, a really good one since Justice League came out to really kind of amp me up. I was not the biggest fan. Well, even Wonder Woman came out before, but I wasn't the biggest fan of that. Wasn't the biggest fan of Aquaman. I mean, I enjoyed Aquaman for the most part. I don't know. We'll see what Shazam does. We will really, really see what Shazam does. I'm interested to see. I don't know. I'm interested to see where it goes. From that, we'll go to our final trailer, which is X-Men Dark Phoenix.
She'll kill us all.
Tell me how we fix this, Charles. Tell me what to do.
I don't know what to do.
What they don't understand, they fear, and what they fear, we seek to destroy.
This is your fault, Charles.
I tried to protect her.
I'm scared. When I lose control, bad things happen to people I love.
A girl dies. She's still Jean. We can still help her.
Sometimes you want to believe people are something that they are not. By the time you realize who they are,
Jean!
It's too late.
I said it before over on the Facebook page when the trailer first got posted. Like, first of all, everybody's hating on this trailer because, at least apparently, they spoil that Phoenix kills Mystique. But let me posit to you this way. Everybody, and I mean everybody, has complained about Jennifer Lawrence being in these X-Men films literally forever. So, we don't know if that's necessarily what's going to happen in the film. I mean, it seems like it is. We get the shot of the funeral with Beast looking all sad. And, you know, she's crying. Why did you do that? She was my friend. I mean, maybe she's just really hurt. You don't know. We don't know. We have no idea exactly what's going to happen with that. But if that is what happens, why do you care? Because you don't like Jennifer Lawrence in this anyway. I really, really hate that this film is coming out after the Disney-Fox merger was already, like, you know, cemented. So everybody's already written this film off as, like, who cares? It's just Fox getting their last movie out of the way. Then it's going back to Marvel. Marvel's going to make the X-Men awesome. Yay! Marvel's going to... No, they're not. I really don't know what Marvel's going to do once the current, you know, run is done, once Avengers comes out and everything. You know, who knows what they're going to do with X-Men? Are they going to be able to beat the quality of films like X2, of films like Logan, even First Class, Days of Future Past? Are they going to be able to beat the quality of those kinds of films? You know, I mean, I'm sure they'll make some entertaining X-Men movies, you know, but you got to give X-Men its due. in kind of what it did to help really kickstart this whole superhero genre between X-Men and Spider-Man back in the early 2000s. That was the only game in town. Batman was still dead because of Batman and Robin. Blade, you had Blade, but nobody really looked at that as a comic book property. You know, I've enjoyed the Fox series for what it was. I, honest to God, who do you cast that's better in these roles? Number one, than Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart in the original films, or even McAvoy and Fassbender, who have just been amazing as Xavier and Magneto in the new films. I don't know. I don't know who you even cast that can even match that in terms of the level of performance. I think the trailer looks good. I am intrigued. Really, really intrigued. And I mean, if nothing else, guys, it's got Jessica Chastain in it. And she is a little goddess handed down to us. I don't know. It'll be really, really interesting to see. So I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about most of these trailers, to be 100% honest, because I usually have Justin here to kind of bounce feedback off of, and he'll mention things that he liked, and I'll mention things that I liked, and whatever. But that's it. That's all the time we have for Epic Previews, and that's all the time we have for the show. I really, really want to thank everybody who is listening right now. Thank you so, so much for coming out and tuning into the show. Once again, catch me live on the Sunshine Summit Thursday, March 14th at 3 p.m. That's going to be really, really fun, 3 p.m. Eastern time, with Heather from Sunshine and Power Cuts. She's amazing. Please subscribe to and check out her show. Check out all of our podcast partners that we've been playing the promos for Livestream for the Cure for the past few weeks. It's going to be an absolutely amazing event. Again, May 17th through the 19th, 40 hours of live stream content. It's going to be absolutely amazing, all to raise money for the Cancer Research Institute. I saw that artwork concept. I'm really, really excited for Justin to finish it up and roll it out to you guys. And I'm super, super excited to start getting merchandise available so you guys can purchase it and help support the event. Because, of course, all the merchandise we sell is also going to put money right back into that goal of $7,500. Next week on the show, it's the big one. It's the one we've all been waiting for. Well, unless you're a white boy that's upset that Brie Larson wants there to be more representation for women, people of color, minorities, and whatnot in film criticism. If you're upset by that, you're not looking forward to it. But everybody else is looking forward to Captain Marvel. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to see it as of release day. I'm seeing it tonight. If you're listening to this first night, I'm seeing the film tonight. And I absolutely cannot wait. Can't wait to talk to Justin about it. And it's going to be hopefully a really fun time. Even though I really just kind of want Endgame to get here. I don't know about you guys, but I really just want Endgame to get here. I really don't know where this film is going to land exactly, quality-wise. I'm really, really hoping somewhere good. That's what I'd really, really love to see. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see exactly what happens with the film. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, for myself, for Justin.
Daddy's going to spank you with the belt now.
And for the no good god of podcasting himself.
You're not my dad.
Yes, Lord. Thank you all so, so much for listening. And of course, until next time, we will see you at the movies.